Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Here are some of my discoveries on walking through the chaos. So it can refer to transformation and growth. Like navigating through chaos is a transformative journey. And facing challenges and uncertainties can ultimately lead to personal and spiritual evolution. More on that later. It can also be a reference to surrender and acceptance. Indigenous cultures often emphasize the importance of surrendering to the natural flow of life, especially during chaotic times. And so walking through chaos involves accepting the unpredictability of life and releasing resistance, which is important because what you resist persists, right? Another aspect of this is embracing the shadow self, which I had never thought of when I first saw that phrase. But chaos can also represent the aspects of ourselves and the world that are hidden or suppressed. Embracing the unexplored and sometimes uncomfortable parts of our psyche can lead to greater wholeness and integration. Amid chaos, there's often an opportunity to find clarity and insight. And many cultures and traditions over the years often turn to nature, meditation, and introspection as ways to find guidance and stillness during turbulent times. So this is something that actually came up in our High Vibe Tribe community, where we've been talking about balance. And what came up time and time again is having daily practices and tools like meditation, like maybe doing affirmations, like visualization, journaling. All these things can be tools that can ground you and help you weather the storms of life. Also, another thing is really important to sort of embrace with this: chaos is a natural part of the cycles of life, symbolizing change and upheaval that is followed by order and growth. And I think that's really important to remember, because sometimes we're in the midst of chaos and there's an upheaval, there's a change. We lost someone left us, or we've been fired from a job, or suddenly our source of money is dried up or whatever. And we feel like, oh my God, what's going on? Just realize that that's just a cycle that you're in. It's not permanent. That upheaval is often followed by order and growth. And I think if you look back on your lives for those times when things were most chaotic, and in hindsight, you will realize that, oh boy, well, something eventually great came out of that. It led me to a new place. I had to become a new version of myself to overcome that and ended up in a better place. I wouldn't have had to look this up. I wouldn't have had this by memory. Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This is an often quoted verse of the Bible. I think kind of ties into what we're talking about here. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I've heard different preachers and speakers over the years make a sometimes humorous reference to the word walk. And I think it ties into what Tony and others were saying. It's like you flow through it. But it says walk through the chaos, walk through valley, the shadow of death. It doesn't say put up a hammock. It doesn't say buy a condo there and live. You know, it doesn't say build a house or an apartment building and invite others to join you here so you tell your story over and over again about the all. So walking through the chaos. I walk through the valley of the shadow. So you keep walking, you know, when you experience these things, knowing that there's goodness on the other side of the hill or the valley or whatever that you're in. In some traditions, chaos is seen as a threshold for spiritual initiation or transformation. So facing challenges can serve as a catalyst for inner awakening, leading to a deeper understanding of yourself and the universe. So overall, in summary, walking through chaos conveys the idea that navigating through challenges and uncertainties is part of the spiritual journey and invites you to approach chaos with openness, with surrender, accepting what is, especially if it's a situation where you can't control the outcome. There's a certain level of acceptance that helps, and an awareness that within the turbulence lies the potential for growth, wisdom, and transformation. And we often don't see it when we're in the middle of it, right? Do you think of yourself as a creative entrepreneur or a heart-centered business person? Perhaps you're a musician, author, artist, or performer. Or maybe you're a coach, teacher, or energy worker. Or you just have an inspired message you want to share with more people. If this describes you, I invite you to join the Magnetize Your Tribe community. This is where you'll learn how to attract perfect, soul-aligned fans and paying customers without feeling spammy, boastful, or overwhelmed. I'll share the principles that allowed me to grow my YouTube channel to hundreds of thousands of subscribers and the lessons I've learned from publishing 16 books, attracting a sizable online following, and being self-employed for the past 20 years. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com/heart. And it's free to join. That's bobbakerinspiration.com/heart.